7. The Rabbi's Daughter. It was the first night of Hanukkah in our little town of Oikvechnik. An early winter snow had painted the rooftops and covered the muddy streets with a soft blanket of white, which created a scene so beautiful and serene that even the most die-hard kvetcher couldn't complain about it. As soon as darkness fell, Hanukkah lights began to appear, flickering candles behind frosted glass, as Jewish families place menorahs on windowsills in celebration of the holiday. In the rabbi of Oikvechnik's home, the activities were just getting underway. Family and guests had arrived, and the rabbi sat at the table, looking around with great satisfaction. He smiled with pleasure at the sight of his only daughter, Hanale, surrounded, as usual, by a circle of boys. Hanale was very beautiful, and she knew it. And although the rabbi had tried to subdue her tendency towards vanity, he had to admit she was perfectly formed in face and figure, as if created by the angels of heaven. Her only blemish, a tiny dark mole above her upper lip. By the time she was of marriageable age, matchmakers from miles around were standing in line with suitors, privileged sons of rich and respected families, poor Torah scholars destined to be great rabbis, and handsome and successful businessmen seeking to improve their yichus, their lineage. Of course, the rabbi of Oikvechnik knew it was time for his daughter to be married. His wife, the Rebbetzin, long life to her, reminded him about it on a daily basis. "She's not getting any younger," the Rebbetzin nudged him. "It's time for a husband and children. When I was her age..." "Yes, yes," the rabbi always replied. But he knew she was right. Yet as each hopeful admirer was presented to the beautiful Hanale, she turned him down on the spot. This one was too young, and that one too old. This one too boring, and that one too flamboyant. This one too bashful, and that one too full of himself. And to be perfectly honest, the rabbi wasn't all that disappointed. He loved his daughter dearly and wanted only the best for her. And as he surveyed the prospects, he had to admit none of them were all that die-yi-yi.